Lady Longhorns here in first-round action. Our Alton County Lady Basketball tonight brought to you by the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, the Alton Quick Connection, Mills Feed in Alton, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, along with Monty's Outdoors of West Plains. And thanks to our boosters tonight, Simpson's True Value in Alton, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Springs, the Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix. It's the Alton Lady Comets and the Viola Lady Longhorns here in the first round of the 5th Annual Battle of the Border Tournament. One game already in the books here tonight. Of course, you just heard the Mammoth Spring Bears cruise to a victory over the Kashkadong Blue Jays, and the Bears advance to the Thursday night semifinals. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Take a look at the combatants for tonight's game in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
We'll get our first look at the Alton Lady Comets here for the 2022-23 basketball season. They are 0-3 coming into tonight's game, but folks, they have been in some really close games and just had some bad luck along the way. They took East Carter, a very good East Carter team, to overtime before getting beat over there. They lost to Neelyville in a close one and lost to Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Lady Eagles in their first game of the year. And this team is just very young. They're just trying to get experience, get caught up to the varsity speed. And with that youth, there also comes a couple players that have played a lot of basketball. Jaden Mock, Evan Montgomery, Mackenzie Smith, all starters a year ago. Allie Willard, the big sophomore, really starting to bring her game along. And Laney Warren, just a sophomore who played a lot last year as a freshman. So talking to Coach Stephanie Miller and Coach Kevin Arrowsmith earlier, and I'm like, you know, these young ladies are starting to put it together, and they're going to surprise somebody here one night. And it could be tonight. They're taking on the state-ranked Viola Lady Longhorns, and I believe they're ranked, it's either number 6 or number 7 in the 1A right now in the state of Arkansas. The Viola boys making their way into the gym. They're going to play here a little bit later on tonight. So we're getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups. Again, it's the Alton Lady Comets and the Viola Lady Longhorns here in the 5th Annual Battle of the Border Tournament for 2022. We're going to take another timeout. Back with the starting lineups and tonight's tip-off in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
It's the Alton Lady Comets and the Viola Lady Longhorn. Both teams are to the sideline now after their warm-ups. And we're expecting to have a really good game here today. Viola wearing the white uniforms tonight. Alton will wear the blue trimmed in the gold. And we'll wait and see if they're going to do the national anthem again. They did before the first game tonight, so we'll see what they're going to do here this evening. Let's check the starting lineup first for the Alton Lady Comets. It'll be number 23, the senior, the only senior on this club. That is Jaden Mock, along with number 34, the junior, Evan Montgomery. Number 32, a sophomore, Laney Warren. Number 24, the big sophomore, Allie Willard. And number 20, the junior, Kenzie Smith. Pretty good crowd on hand here tonight for the ball game, and we're going to go right ahead with the starting lineups. And again, Alton wearing the blue uniform tonight, Tim trimmed in that Alton Comet gold, getting ready for tonight's game. This tournament runs all the way through Saturday. Games here tonight. There'll be more games here on Tuesday night. And then they're going to play the Constellation semifinals on Wednesday, the winner's bracket semifinals on Thursday, and then they'll take Friday night off. We'll be back for the championship round on Saturday. And they're really building this into a really nice, nice tournament here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym. Let's check the lineup first up for the Viola Lady Longhorns. They'll start number 55, Marissa Hudson, the big freshman, along with number 14, Kaylee Hallmark. Number 30, A.J. McCandless, a multi-year starter for the Viola Lady Longhorns and one of the better players you'll find in North Arkansas. Also, number 22, Sadie Waltrip. And who am I missing? I got one more out there somewhere. We'll catch up when they take the floor. I believe it's Emily Martin, number 5. We'll catch them up when they get out of the huddle. All right, so here we go. Again, game tonight brought to you in part by the Alton Comet sponsors. They include the Alton Bank, their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, the Alton Quick Connection, Mills Feed, along with West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, and Monty's Outdoors. And checking those other starters here. 22, Waltrip. Number 5, or is that 15? We'll check. Anyway, tip is up and controlled by the Alton Lady Comets, and Viola didn't even challenge. But they are going to challenge the ball coming up out of the backcourt. Zill into a trap, but the Comets go over the top. Montgomery with a ball out on top of the key, working away from a double team on the dribble drive. Feeds it on the right side to Warren. Warren going high post for Willard. She has it poked away, and the loose ball picked up by the Viola Lady Longhorns. They swing it on the left side down to Hallmark or Newberry in the corner. Newberry, the junior, back out top to McCandless. He'll swing it around the horn. Got it to number 14, Kaylee Hallmark. She'll dribble out to the wing. Alton playing a zone defense here. Viola working around the perimeter. Got it on top to McCandless for three. It's up off the rim. No good. Rebound, Viola. Back up again. No good. And Warren has got the rebound. Lady Warren with a nice rebound. And is tied up then by Hudson. And the loose ball or the hell ball will belong to the Viola Lady Longhorns. No score. Just about 42 seconds into the first quarter. And the old lady kind of steal the inbound pass. Laney Warren up the floor all the way to the bucket. Excuse me, that was Montgomery. Montgomery with the steal and goes coast to coast. And the old lady Comets take the early 2-0 lead. Viola with it. Hallmark in the backcourt. That's up to McCandless. Back over to Hallmark. She's still in the backcourt. Now we get a 10-second call. Yep, no doubt about it. Of course, we're in Arkansas. We're playing with a shot clock. And no doubt about it, 23 on the shot clock as Alton will get it after the Viola turnover. Evan Montgomery in the backcourt. Wings the ball up to Warren at the high post. She pulls up the dribble against the double team. Feeds back over to Warren, or to Montgomery. Now Warren on the other side, back over to Kenzie Smith. Kenzie down to the baseline, got the Mock for three. Boy, that looks good. She nailed it. Jaden Mock hit the three from downtown, and the Alton Lady Comets are out to a 5-0 lead. Ball goes to McCandless for Viola on the inbound. Alton trying a little full-court pressure, but McCandless weaves through traffic and gets in the half-court set with 23 seconds on the shot clock. Just underway here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym. Viola working around the perimeter. Hallmark's got it top of the key. Hands it off to McCandless, going to the left side. Wings it down in the corner to Newberry. Newberry to the right side. Long three-point shot is up. That one is good. She nailed it, number 14. That is Kaylee Hallmark, and that makes it a 5-3 game. 6:02 to play in the first quarter. Again, Viola playing a little Half-court trap on the Comets. Break it across the timeline. Got it down to Allie Willard. Willard down the right side of the lane. Loses the dribble. Gets it back. Goes inside to Smith. Her shot is up. No good. And rebound down to the Viola Lady Longhorns. Here they go. McCandless up the right sideline. Takes it all the way down to the corner. Lobs the pass out front to Hallmark. She'll bounce it one time, feeding it to the left corner. The ball almost stolen out there by Mock or the Alton Lady Comets. 5:37 to go. Viola will inbound it on the far side. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes into the corner. They got it to Hallmark. Doesn't take the three. Feeds it back out to McCandless on top. They'll be very patient. 18 to go on the shot clock here. Ball goes on the right side to Waltrip. Waltrip down in the corner. Long three-point shot. Good! McCandless nails one from the left corner. And it's Viola on top now, 6-5. So a six-point run here for the Viola Lady Longhorns. Alton gets the ball across the timeline against the pressure. And into the lane with a shot by Mock. That is blocked, but the Lady Comets get it back. Ball goes to Evan Montgomery. Evan right down the baseline all the way to the bucket and scores. Evan Montgomery's got four early in a nice move to get to the basket. Alton back on top by one, 7-6. Viola working against that half-court trap. Got the ball to McCandless. Now to Hallmark. That is Kaylee Hallmark. Gives it back over to McCandless on the right side. Lady Comets jumping on her. She's in shooting range just about as soon as she crosses midcourt. Longhorns continue to work around the perimeter. Long shot. Oh, it's a pass inside. Shot is up and good for Hudson. Count it and the foul. So they went with the long lob pass down to the big freshman Hudson, and she is big. Folks around Alton may know Allie Willard. This Hudson girl, the freshman, is just about as tall as she is. Fouls on number 23. Jaden Mock will be her first. And the free throw for Hudson is good. So three for Hudson, three for McCandless, and three for Hallmark. And Viola up by two, 9-7, 4:26 to go. In the first quarter, Alton with a basketball. Mackenzie Smith winging it on the right side. Shot is up by Mock. A three-pointer, no good. Willard down with the offensive rebound. Goes back up and in. There you go. Allie Willard, her first 2 points of the night. Alton again, a little bit of full court pressure, and Viola breaks it. Got it all the way down to the baseline to Audrey Newberry. She'll kick it outside around to McCandless. McCandless jump pass goes in the corner. 3-point shot out of the corner. No good. Hudson with a rebound. Couldn't follow it up. And a rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Chance to break the tie here. Alton swings it right side to Mock. Now to Montgomery. Dumps it down to Willard. Turns right. Shoots and scores. Allie Willard got four early, and the Alton Lady Comets are up by two with 3:41 to go in the quarter. Ball goes to McCandless for Viola, races across the timeline. Got up there with plenty of time left on the clock, and we're going to get a foul out front on the Alton Lady Comets. Number 20 going to be called for the bump out there. That was Kinsey Smith trying to play the defense against McCandless. And substitution for Viola, number zero checking in, Cheyenne Newberry, another freshman. Number 32 is in, Addison Shedden. She got it to McCandless. They'll swing it cross court, got it there to Newberry. Newberry back around on the right side for Hallmark. Hallmark back out top to McCandless. Viola shooting for the tie here with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. McCandless handles out top. Lobs the ball down inside for Hallmark. She kicks it back outside. Now the pass is stolen by Montgomery. Evan Montgomery up the left sideline. A little hesitation, got a screen, goes to the bucket, lays it up and in. Evan Montgomery with six in the first quarter. Alton again the full court pressure. Viola handles in the backcourt. They'll swing it up to number five, Emily Martin, or excuse me, up number 15, Audrey Newberry. Kicks it over to McCandless with 2:49 to go in the quarter. Alton up by four here over state-ranked Viola in the first round of the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring High School. Ball go down the left corner to Newberry for Viola. Kicks it back out front to Newberry. Now they'll lob it to the high post. Back out and to McCandless. 5 seconds on the shot clock. McCandless goes to the top of the key. Fires an air ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comets basketball. Comets very active in the zone defense and preventing Viola to get a good shot. And the Lady Comets break it up across the timeline. Got the ball to number three, Callie Steele, who's just checked in. Steele with it on the left wing, thought about the three, doesn't shoot it. Swings it on the right side. Montgomery pumps one up from three-point land, no good. And rebound taken by Viola. Here come the Lady Longhorns. Long pass up the floor to Cheyenne Newberry. Gets it to McCandless trailing the play. She'll go all the way down to the far corner with the pass. Alton making them play over the top here. McCandless long three is off the rim. No good. And they can't save it from going out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Comet's up four. Comets will bring it, and Viola extending the floor in a full court pressure now. The Comets breaking up across the timeline. Oh, and then a bad pass is going to be taken away by the Viola Longhorns. Lady Horns have got it back. McCandless are walking up the timeline. Crosses the midcourt with 26 seconds to go in the play clock. Minute 31 to go on the game clock here in the first quarter. Viola again working on the perimeter. McCandless has got it. A long dump pass down the corner to Newberry. Newberry goes to the high post with the pass. Now's the McCandless. McCandless dumps it off inside. Shot is up, no good. But a foul going to be called on the play. That'll be on number 32, Lainey Warren. Warren going to be called for the foul. Will be her first of the night. 13th foul against Alton. Viola has yet to commit one. And number 32, Edison Shedden, the senior, goes to the free throw line. First one is up and good. That's the first point that Viola has scored in a while. Substitution for the Lady Longhorns. And second free throw for Shedden is up and it's good. So Shedden has got two from the free throw line, makes it a two-point game. Alton with it in the backcourt. Long pass. Oh, they got Steele all the way up the floor all alone, and she drives for the layup. Callie Steele, the sophomore. Alton still in the full court pressure. Viola handles it in the backcourt, got it over to McCandless. She'll step it across the timeline with just 2 seconds left. Alton forcing Viola to handle the ball a lot. Here's a long pass by McCandless down the middle of the lane. And too much heat on that one. It sails out of bounds, and the Alton Comets with a four-point lead have got the ball back. 53 seconds to go. Shedden out of the game, number 55. Hudson back in for Viola. And Warren out of the ball game, who checked in for Alton. I'll have to figure this one out. And Reese checks into the game. Jaylee Reese, and then travel with the basketball. Reese thought about making a pass and tried to stop and picked up that pivot foot. So Alton turns it over with a four-point lead. Viola inbounds it, got it down to Hudson. She can't hang on. Pass is picked up. And the Comets are off on the break. Jaden Mock going all the way down to the floor, now backs it out, gives it to Willard at the free throw line. Willard gives off, and now back inside to Mock. Mock back to Willard from the free throw line. Jumper is in and out, no good. Rebound, Alton. That won't go back in. And the ball loose on the floor, and the Lady Comets control, and then we get a travel call as two Lady Comets had simultaneous possession. So Viola's got the ball back, 28 seconds on the game clock. They'll turn off the shot clock here. Alton up by four, 15-11. McCandless in the backcourt, swings it up the floor for Waltrip. Waltrip back out to McCandless on top. She'll swing it right side to Newberry. Back out to McCandless. Back over to number 15, Audrey Newberry. Hits it inside, back outside. Newberry pumps a three on the way, and it's good. Number 15, Audrey Newberry, her first bucket of the night. Here's a long shot at the buzzer. Oh, that almost went in. Our score at the end of one quarter play, 15-14. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Viola Lady Longhorns here at the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. We'll be back with our second quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
To be successful in farming and ranching, you have to stay one step ahead. For instance, are you providing your cows the nutrition they need for next year's calf crop? Matching your cow's mineral needs to stage of production and time of year is critical to optimizing reproductive performance year-round. Kent Framework 365 Minerals has an option to fit your specific herd situation. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
We're back here at the Battle of the Border Tournament, the Mammoth Spring High School and the Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Viola Lady Longhorns at the end of one quarter. 15-14 is our score. It'll be Alton basketball to start the second quarter action here. And Lady Comets wearing the blue, trimmed in the gold. They swing the ball up the floor off the inbound. At McKenzie Smith has it knocked away. Ball loose on the floor. McKenzie gets it back. Looking to get rid of it. And now falls on it. And we're going to get a travel call. McKenzie, yep, she did. She was on the ball on her belly and tried to roll over with it in her possession. And that is a travel. And Viola gets the ball after the turnover. Cheyenne Newberry, the freshman, will inbound. Got it to McCandless. AJ working up the floor. And gets it up to Audrey Newberry. Newberry dumps it down to Hudson under the bucket for two. Marissa Hudson now with 5 points to lead Viola tonight. The big freshman. And Viola back up by one. Alton with it. Breaks the full court pressure. Got the ball down to McKenzie Smith. McKenzie swings it around the horn to Mock. Mock down to Steele. Inside Willard. Turns left. Shoots. No good. Just off the left side of the rim. And the rebound is taken by A.J. McCandless. He'll work it to the top of the key. Now in the left corner for Newberry. Newberry back out to McCandless. Long pass goes over to Newberry. She dribbles down to the baseline. Dumped the pass inside to Hudson. She couldn't convert the shot. And Alton with the rebound. Jaden Mock got it to Evan Montgomery. She'll give it right back to Mock. Top of the key. Mock down the middle of the lane. Gives out to number 20. That is Kenzie Smith. And she hits a three. Kenzie Smith hits a three from the left side. And the Alton Lady Comets back up by two with 6:43 to go. Viola with it in the backcourt. Worked it against the pressure. Got it up to Newberry. Newberry. They'll swing it around the horn. McCandless back to Newberry in the corner. Fires up a three. That one's off the front rim. And a rebound taken by Alton. They get off to Mock. Mock driving down the floor. That's McKenzie Smith. And she takes it all the way to the rack and has her shot blocked. And the loose ball picked up by McCandless for Viola. Handles it across the timeline, and now Kenzie Smith fouls it. Weaving just enough to draw some contact. And the foul on Kenzie will be her second of the night. Second foul on Smith, and she will come out of the ball game. Number 32 checking in her place, Lainey Warren. Number 3 out there, Kelly Steele as well. For Alton. Viola with a basketball down to her. McCandless takes it down the left sideline. Gives it off in the corner. The Waltrip. Waltrip around the horn. It goes to Newberry. Newberry back in the corner. Dumps it inside. Back outside. Newberry with a shot from the three-point line. No good. And the rebound controlled by the Alton Lady Comets. Long pass up the floor to Steele. Steele all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Callie Steele has scored four. And the Alton Lady Comets back up by four. 20-16. Viola works it in the front court to McCandless. McCandless works it to Newberry. She'll take it top of the key, the freshman. Trying to get things reset. They'll dump in the corner. Now McCandless on the left side of the lane. Dribbles all the way to the bucket and scores. Good, good player. A.J. McCandless, second bucket of the night. She's got five in the game. And the lead is two for the Alton Lady Comets. They bring up the steal. Steal goes to Willard. Willard's going to be fouled as she makes the catch. Number 55 going to be called for the foul. Marissa Hudson got her on the shoulder. Tried to poke that ball away from behind. Hudson probably is most generally the biggest player on the floor when she plays. Allie Willard towers over. Alton on the inbound. Get the ball to Montgomery. Evan with a long jumper. It's good. Evan Montgomery from three-point land. And the Alton Comets now lead it by five. Comets shooting the ball well here tonight at the Mammoth Spring High School gym. Here is Newberry. Her pass is stolen by Steele. Steele will drive, misses a layup, but Evan Montgomery is right there to clean it up. Montgomery with the 11 in the first half, and the Alton Comets out to a 7-point lead, 25-18, with 4:43 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back in the 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Well, the Alton Lady Comets have outscored Viola 10-4 here in the first 3 minutes and change of the second quarter and have opened up a 7-point lead over the Lady Longhorns. Coming into the tournament, Viola seeded ahead of the Lady Comets. Viola would be the 4 seed, or Alton would be the 5 seed. And right now, the 5 seed making a bid for the upset, leading by 7 with 4:43 to go in the first half. Now Alton will break the huddle, and we're set to get back to action. Viola called that timeout, by the way, as the Alton Comets were on a run. Viola to inbound, Alton still with that press. And, ooh, almost a travel. Viola got it up to McCandless. She dribbles through the traffic in the middle of the floor and sets the offense with 28 seconds on the shot clock. McCandless fakes right, turns left, going down the middle of the lane. High arching shot is no good. Rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Jaden Mock got it. Over to Montgomery. Evan races up the left side. Now swings it on the right side to Mock. Mock right down the middle of the lane. Shoots one off the window. No good. Gets her own rebound. Wrap around pass to Warren, who goes up and in. Lainey Warren with her bucket tonight. That is her first of the night. She's got 2, and Alton leads it now by 9. Viola not shooting the ball well here in the second quarter. They've got it in the half-court set. Hallmark goes to the top of the key, swings it over to McCandless. McCandless into the middle. Ball stolen by Evan Montgomery. Shadden couldn't hang on, and Montgomery took it away from her. So Alton with the ball back. 3:46 to go in the half. Mock to Montgomery on top. She'll fire up a 3, and it's good. Evan Montgomery hits another one from downtown. That is her second made 3-pointer of the night. And Alton with a 12-point advantage, and they force Viola into another turnover with a full court press. McCandless couldn't hang on, and the ball goes out of bounds. And Alton making a substitution here. Jaden Mock will go out. And Jaylee Reese, number 5, will check in for the Lady Comets. Alton up by 12, 3:27 to go in the half. Montgomery to the right side, dumping it down inside to Willard. Willard kicks it back out to Steele. Steele to the elbow, fires the shot, that's no good. And rebound taken by Viola, and then almost stolen away and off the hands of the Lady Longhorns out of bounds. Good defensive play out there by Jaylee Reese. Came around from behind, poked that ball away. And when she did, Kaylee Hallmark tried to bring it back in, and it went off her hands out of bounds. So Alton with the basketball up by 12. Pass going to Willard in the low block. Draws a triple team around her. Gets it back outside for Warren. Warren takes it down to the corner. Dumps it down into Willard. Again, a triple team. Turns and shoots, and it's good. Willard. Allie's got 6 in the first half. And the Alton Lady Comets lead it now by 14. Viola on the run the other way. McCandless all the way to the bucket. Scoop shot. No. Shadden with a rebound. She gets tied up. And the hell ball will belong to the Viola Lady Longhorns with 2:45 to go in the first half. The Lady Comets led by 1 at the end of a quarter, and they have dominated the second quarter. They've run that lead out to 14. Viola working around the horn. Got McCandless in the corner. Turnaround jumper is good, and she's fouled. McCandless hits a 3 out of the corner. She's got 8 points in the game. She'll try to go for number 9 from the free throw line. Fouls on number 32, Lainey Warren. That'll be number 2 on Warren. Substitution here for Viola. Number 0, Cheyenne Newberry, a freshman, will check in. Shadden, the senior, will come out. Alton getting Mock back in the ballgame. Jaden Mock and Lainey Warren will sit down. McCandless looking for her 9th point of the half, and it's good. So 9 for McCandless. She's hit a couple of threes. And to Viola, still with a full court pressure. Alton so far hasn't had any problems to get the pressure. Montgomery brings up across the timeline, draws a double team, swings it over into the corner to Mock. Mock back over to Montgomery. Steps for the 3. No. That's off to Callie Steele. Her shot no good. And we're going to get a travel call on the rebound. Jaylee Reese had it. And change pivot feet. So with 2:22 to go in the half, Alton up 10, they turn it over. Viola with the basketball. And they get it up across the timeline. Feed it all the way up to Newberry, the freshman. Oh, and she lost it on the dribble, picked up by Allie Willard. Off to Montgomery. Montgomery has it taken away by Newberry, the freshman. Oh, she carried it, no call. And then we get a blocked shot by Montgomery, and the ball goes out of bounds. Well, they stole it from each other, and then that ball was carried by Newberry, no call by the official. And then Evan Montgomery blocked the layup. Well, Viola with the ball. Out on top is Newberry. Gets to McCandless. Back over to Cheyenne Newberry. She'll get it down in the left corner to Waltrip. Waltrip driving the baseline. Allie Willard cuts her off. Then she lost it. And the Lady Comets come out of there with it again. 10-point lead for Alton with the ball. Mock to Willard on the break for the lay-in. Allie Willard getting out and running the floor. And the Alton Lady Comets back up 12. Viola with it in the backcourt. Got it up to Waltrip. Waltrip almost fell down. And she got bumped out there on the dribble. Got rid of the ball, but there's a whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 23, Jaden Mock. That'll be number two on Jaden tonight. Non-shooting foul, 16 foul on Alton. Viola has only been called for one. Minute 30 to go. Excuse me, in the first half. McCandless off the inbound for Viola, directing traffic. They'll dump the ball down in the right side corner. Now back out top for Hallmark. Hallmark gives it in the corner. Now outside to Cheyenne Newberry. She'll swing it on the left side of McCandless. McCandless looks away. The defender goes to the rack for the shot. That's no good. And rebound taken by Willard for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. They get it up to Evan Montgomery. She draws a triple team to her. And we get a hell ball in the possession will belong to the Alton Lady Comets with a minute to go. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Jaden Mock checks out of the game. Number 21, Kaylee Latham. We'll check in for Alton here. Number 5, Jaylee Reese inbounds to Montgomery. Evan kicks it on the right side. Three-point shot's on the way for Steele. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound to Alton. They got it inside to Steele. Back out to Montgomery. Evan gives it up. Now gives it to Willard. Willard dumps it down to the corner on the right side. 42 seconds to go. Here's Willard with a pass inside. Shot or tried to pass it off to Reese, and the ball is tipped around and finally controlled by Viola. The Lady Longhorns with a chance to make it a 10-point game here. They trail by 12 with possession. They've got to shoot it before the half. 22 on the shot clock, 23 on the game clock. Making a move. Now out top to McCandless. Fake the three, moves to the free throw line. Bounce to the down inside. Nice play. Number 14, Kaylee Hallmark will get credit for the bucket, but credit that one to a nice play by the point guard. Comes Alton with a chance to go back up by 12. Oh, and they threw it away on the other end. Viola with the basketball. 3 seconds to go. McCandless got it up to Newberry. To McCandless, that won't count if it goes. It did, but it was clearly after the buzzer. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 34-24. Alton Lady Comets lead the Viola Lady Longhorns by 10. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud. Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back here at the Battle of the Border tournament. Game number two of the tournament so far is the Alton Lady Comets have got a lead. Excuse me, over the Viola Lady Longhorns here, 34-24 at the half. Alton had a first quarter lead of 15-14. They outscore Viola 19-10 in the second quarter. And the Viola pressure has not bothered the Lady Comets tonight. I'm really kind of surprised they haven't pulled it off yet. Big lead for the Alton Lady Comets here at the intermission. And it's Evan Montgomery, 14 first half points for the junior from Alton. She leads all scorers in the game. A.J. McCandless has 9 to lead the way for Viola. So Lady Comets shooting the ball well. Did get into a little bit of foul trouble, though. Mock, Smith, and Warren have all got 2 fouls. They never did put Viola in the 1-1, but they got awfully close. And you can bet to Coach Stephanie Miller and Coach Eric Smith down the locker room, they're talking about that right now. Got to keep your hands off, got to stay out of foul trouble. And the Alton Lady Comets looking to advance into the semifinals here of the Battle of the Border tournament at the Mammoth Spring High School. The winner of this game, by the way, will play the winner of tomorrow night's game between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Couch Lady Indians. Also tomorrow afternoon, the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be in action. They are going to play Hillcrest. That game at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll have that one for you here on K-Country 95. And we'll also have coverage of the boys tournament tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon at 5:30, the Alton Comets take on the Mammoth Spring JV. And Mammoth Spring Bear Varsity, already a winner in the tournament. They won the first game tonight, 74-41. So Mammoth Spring advances into the Thursday night semifinal game at 8:30 against the winner of Viola and Hillcrest, which will be the next game here tonight at 7:15. Again, we're in the girls bracket right now. The Alton Lady Comets with a 10-point lead over the Viola Lady Longhorn. We're going to take another break. We're back. Look at your individual scoring for the first half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network. Well, I guess we'll stay right here. We'll take a look at that right now. All right, scoring in the first half for the Viola Lady Longhorns are led by Andrea McCandless. She's got 9. 5 points to Kaylee Hallmark, a 3 for Audrey Newberry, 2 for Addison Shadden, and 5 for Marissa Hudson. Well, the Alton Lady Comets are led by Evan Montgomery. She has 14 in the half, 8 for Allie Willard, 4 for Callie Steele off the bench, 2 for Lainey Warren, and 3 for Kenzie Smith, and a 3 for Jaden Mock. Alton Lady Comets have hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. And for the Viola Lady Longhorns, they have hit 4 threes in the first half of the game. Again, 34-24. Alton leads it by 10 over Viola's Lady Longhorns. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border tournament with more of our halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh Poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud.
And we're back here at the Battle of the Border Tournament. Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring School been putting this tournament on. This is the fifth annual, and it's been a good tournament. Thrilling games last year, if you remember. And good ball games here tonight. Matter of fact, we're at the half in our game. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead by 10 over the Viola Longhorns as we go to the third quarter. Again, Alton outscoring Viola in both of the first quarters. 15-14 in the first and 19-10 in the second. See what they've got here for the second half. By the way, two more games coming up here tonight. Next game of the night will be a boys game. We'll switch over to the boys side of the bracket. And the next game this evening is Hillcrest to take on the Viola boys. And the nightcap tonight back on the girls side will be Highland to play Willow Springs Highland Lady Rebels and the Willow Springs Lady Bears hooking up in that one. Well, here we go. Second half is underway. McCandless brings in the front court for Viola. They're up and down to Hudson. She got wide open for the shot. Shot it too hard, no good. And Warren off with the rebound. Got the ball off to Smith. Kinsey races up the floor. He gives it back to Warren, trailing the play. That goes to Mock. Mock off to Montgomery. Evan handles it on the left side wing. Gives it on top to Laney Warren. Warren over on the right side to Kinsey Smith. Takes it down to the baseline. And then lost it out of bounds. Kinsey just lost it out of bounds. So Alton turns it over on the first possession. So a turnover each way. And here come the Viola Lady Longhorns with the basketball. Alton still a little bit of token pressure back there, kind of a 1-3-1. And Viola works it up across the timeline. Number 15 is checked in. Audrey Newberry starts the second half. Audrey started the game, did not play a lot after she came out. Here's McCandless. Handles it on the left side, feeds it around the right side. Got it down there for Newberry. Newberry back out to McCandless. Long three-point shot is good. McCandless practically standing in the bleachers when she shot that one, and she nailed it. And here come the Alton Lady Comets. The lead is down to 7 just like that. Warren with it out top. Gives it on top for Mock. Mock handles it on the left side wing. Gives over to Willard now. Allie trying to make a move against Hudson. Couldn't get open for the shot. Feeds around to Montgomery. 15 seconds on the play clock as the Lady Comets back it back out. Montgomery swings it right side. Looking at Smith cutting through the lane. Gives it to Mock on the wing. Now back to Montgomery. 6 seconds on the play clock. Ball goes to Willard with 4. Willard to the free throw line. Up with a shot. No, they're going to wave it off. But a foul going to be whistled on number 55. That is Hudson. Hudson called the foul. Will be her second of the night. And the Lady Comets get a fresh 35-second clock. Inbound the ball out front for Kinsey Smith. Backing down to defender. Couldn't get open for the shot. Feeds it out for Mock. Mock holds it high. Gives it back to Kinsey. And now to Evan Montgomery. Montgomery, top of the key. Swings on the right side. Shot is up for Kinsey Smith. The three-point try, no good. We're going to get a whistle. And we get a foul on the rebound. That'll be on number 24, the Lady Comets. That is Allie Willard. And that'll be number 1 on Allie. So Viola's got the ball back down by 7. We've played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. They've trimmed 3 points off the Lady Comet lead so far. And they're breaking up across the timeline. Get the ball over to McCandless. Thought about the long three. Doesn't take it that time. Leaves over for Hallmark. Hallmark could give it right back to McCandless. And they'll reset the offense with 21 on the play clock. McCandless moves off the screen. Gives it to Hallmark. Back to McCandless for 3 more. No, that one wouldn't drop. And a rebound gets on the floor, and Allie Willard comes out of there with it. And then Willard gets tied up from behind by Audrey Newberry of Viola. And a possession arrow belongs to the Alton Lady Comets. Viola has pulled off the pressure here in the third quarter. They're waiting back in a zone defense. Kind of playing a little box and one. Ball goes to Willard in the lane. Willard dumps it back down low. Shot is up and blocked by McCandless. Shot blocked. Kinsey Smith had it blocked by McCandless, who's going the other way, all the way to the bucket. She misses the layup, but she'll go to the line and shoot two. A.J. McCandless has picked her game up just a notch here in this third quarter. And the foul against the Alton Lady Comets is their second team foul, and it goes against Allie Willard, her second personal foul. And McCandless to the free throw line. She has scored 12 points so far. Good free throw shooter, makes another. McCandless now with 13. Evan Montgomery still the game high with 14 for Alton. So McCandless trying to tie her here with the bucket. 5:22 to go in the third quarter, and the second free throw is good. McCandless has got 14. She's already scored 5 in the quarter. And it's a 5-point game, 34-29. Alton with the lead and the basketball. Montgomery, left side, to Kinsey Smith for three. That one rattles off the rim, no good. And rebound taken by Hudson. Hudson quickly gets it out to McCandless. To the top of the key, down the middle of the lane, kicks it outside for Waltrip for three. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Willard. Willard gives it to McKenzie Smith. Up the floor to Warren. Laney crosses the court with a pass. Nice play. Shot wouldn't go down, and the rebound controlled by Viola. They got it over to Mock, and Mock couldn't convert the layup. Viola with it. There's an open lane to the bucket for Waltrip. She'll kick it back out front to McCandless. McCandless in the corner to Hallmark for three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound taken by Mock. For Alton, here come the Lady Comets on the fly. Leading by five, Mock all the way to the bucket, lays it up, no. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on 32. Is that who they said? I believe it was 32. That is Warren, yep. Laney Warren called for the foul. That'll be number three on Laney. She comes out of the ball game. Number three checking in, Callie Steele, the sophomore. Alton, full court pressure here. Their 10-point lead at half is now 5, and Alton hadn't scored yet. In the third quarter, we're down to 4:20 to play. McCandless got it across the timeline for Viola. Steps through the double team at the free throw line. Couldn't hit the little under hook shot, or a little scoop shot. And rebound controlled by Evan Montgomery for Alton. Lady Comets, they need a bucket. We played 4 minutes in the third quarter. Alton has not scored. Got it inside to Willard. She has it stolen by McCandless. McCandless trying to beat two defenders, going to the rack. Shot is up off the rim, no good, but she's fouled on the play. They'll get number 20 on the foul call. Number 20, Kinsey Smith, picks up her third. And now Kinsey will leave the ballgame. It looks like number 5, Jaylee Reese, will check in for her. McCandless going to the free throw line. Looking for another point. It's good. McCandless now with 15. She has scored all 6 of the Viola points here in the third quarter. In fact, she scored all 6 scored by either team. And another one is on the way, and it's good. All 7, and the 10-point Comet lead is down to 3 with 3:54 to play in the third quarter. Evan Montgomery gets it up across the timeline, swings the ball out front, and around the horn it goes for Jaden Mock. Mock. Cross court with it. Now back outside to Montgomery. Montgomery, a little shake and bake down the baseline. Shoots a running one-hander. No good, but she's fouled. It'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 22. That is a Sadie Waltrip for the Viola Lady Longhorns. Second foul in the second half on the Lady Longhorns. And number 34, Evan Montgomery going to the free throw line. First free throw is up and bounces off the rim. No good. Montgomery will shoot another here. Looking for her 15th point of the game. By the way, number 0, Cheyenne Newberry checks in for Viola. And number 14, Kaylee Hallmark checks out. Second free throw for Montgomery is good. So Evans got 15. That breaks the ice for Alton. That is their first point of the third quarter. It comes 4.5 minutes into the period. And again, Alton full court pressure, but Viola breaks it across the timeline. Waltrip. Kind of pass it into the corner. Ball is tipped away by the defense. It goes out of bounds. Viola will inbound on the near side right in front of their bench with 3:26 to go in the third, down by 4. They inbound it to Newberry. Audrey Newberry will kick it out to McCandless. They're getting the offense set. 19 seconds to go on the play clock. 3:16 to go in the third quarter. McCandless got it down on the corner to Newberry. Newberry back to McCandless, open for the shot. High arching three, and she nailed it. 19 in the game for McCandless, and A.J. has scored 10 in the third quarter alone. 2:59 to go. Here's Dalton on the other end. Three-point shot is up by Reese. No good. And the rebound taken by Viola. Lady Longhorns can regain the lead here. They haven't led since midway through the second quarter. McCandless fakes a shot, weaves down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up, count it in the basket. A.J. McCandless is absolutely taking over the game. McCandless now with 21 of her team's 36 points, and Viola's come all the way back from 10 down and taken the lead by one. By the way, Waltrip out of the game, number 14. Kaylee Hallmark checks back in for the Longhorns. McCandless at the line shooting for her 20th point. It's good. McCandless has got 22 in the game. She's got 13 here in the third quarter. And we've still got 2:43 to play. Alton will get Jaylee Reese back in the ballgame. Also checking in, number 25, Emma Trantham, a freshman. Ball goes on the right side. Now out front for Reese, or Steele, I'm sorry. Gives it up to Mock. Mock down to Steele. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound to the Alton Comets. Back up and in. Number five, Jaylee Reese got the offensive rebound and the bucket, and that is just the third point by Alton here in the third quarter, but it ties the score. Viola running the floor. Got it up to Newberry. Around the horn, McCandless for three more. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Alton Lady Comets have got it. Jaden Mock with a nice job, and she gets fouled right there. By number 15, Audrey Newberry. And Alton will inbound the ball. That is team foul number three on the Longhorns. Substitution here, number 22, Sadie Waltrip checks in. Cheyenne Newberry will check out. 2:04 to play in the third quarter. Alton and Viola tied at 37. Evan Montgomery got it across the timeline for Alton. They'll dump it down low to Jaden Mock. Mock back outside for Steele. Steele looking inside, nobody open. Gives it back to Mock. She drives the baseline, spins, tries to throw it across the lane, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Viola going after the loose ball. Addison Shedden, number 32, called for the foul. And it'll be Alton ball. They'll inbound down under the bucket, and they'll get a fresh 35 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Good ball game. 37 all, we're tied. Alton working around the perimeter. Got the ball to Mock for three, way downtown. That one is no good. The rebound taken by Viola. They get it to McCandless. McCandless has scored every point Viola scored so far in the second half. She's got it now on the left side wing, wide open for a three, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Viola, and there's the travel. There's the travel, number 14. Kaylee Hallmark got the rebound, but couldn't maintain her footing, and Alton's got the ball back with a minute 20 to go in the third with a chance to break the tie. Evan Montgomery will take her time, bringing it into the front court. No full court pressure here in the second half by Viola. Alton works it around the rim, around the perimeter, got it to Steele. She shoots a three, no good. Reese off with the rebound, couldn't follow it in. And we're going to get a whistle, and what do we got? We got a foul on the Alton Lady Comets. Foul's on number 25, Trantham, will be her first of the night. Another substitution for Viola. Hudson will check back into the game as Shadden will check out. And again, Alton still in that full court pressure. Viola with it in the backcourt. Ends up across the timeline. Now a pass is tipped by the defense, but controlled by Viola. Out to McCandless. Again, A.J. McCandless going down the left side. Challenges the triple team. Steps through and scores. A.J. McCandless with 24 points in the game. She has scored 16 of those here in the third quarter. Viola back on top by two. Alton with the ball. Three-point shot. Good by Jaden Mock from way downtown. Her second three-pointer of the night. Alton back up by one. 40-39. Viola breaking the pressure. Got it to Newberry. Going to the bucket. It's going to get fouled. She'll go the line and shoot two. Foul will be on the Alton Lady Comets, number 23. That is Jaden Mock, and that'll be number three on Jaden. At the free throw line, number 15, Audrey Newberry hit a three earlier in the game. And then misses the free throw here. She will shoot another, trying to tie the score with 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. Substitution for Viola as number 14, Kaylee Hallmark, will come out. Second free throw is up for Newberry, and it's good. She got four in the game. So 18 seconds on the third quarter clock. Shot clock is off. Mock with it for all. Drives to the free throw line. Bounces it down inside. Shot is up. No good for Reese. She will go to the free throw line and shoot two as she was fouled on the play. That'll be on number 30. I think they got, yeah, they did. That's McCandless. That'll be number one on A.J. McCandless. Free throw for Reese is up, and it's good. Number five, Jaylee Reese, just a sophomore. Hits the free throw. That breaks the tie. Alton leads it by one with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Another one on the way for Jaylee Reese. Looking for her fourth point. No good. Rebound comes off the steal for Alton. She takes it outside, gives it to Reese for three, and it's good. Or was that steal? No, it was Reese. There's a long shot for Viola at the buzzer. No good. So the three-point shot is good. I believe it was Jaylee Reese. We're going to give it to her. She's got six, and the Alton Comets lead it by four at the end of three quarters of play here at the Battle of the Border tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Well, we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here in the first girls game of the night here for the Battle of the Border tournament. At the end of three quarters of play, the Alton Lady Comets lead the Viola Lady Longhorns by four, 44-40. Despite getting outscored 16-10 in that third quarter. Viola with a basketball. Open the period, trying to get back to within two. They swing it on the right side. Now back outside to Newberry. Newberry gets it out front. Ball almost stolen by Montgomery. Alton got a chance to rest some of their starters in that third quarter. Here's a shot up from McCandless. No good. Then a rebound to Hudson. She goes back up and gets fouled by Allie Willard. Willard will pick up her third foul of the game. Comes with 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. If you haven't been with us all night, Alton led by one at a quarter. They led by 10, 34-24 at the half. Hudson at the free throw line. The big freshman misses the first one. And then Viola came all the way back and tied the score before Alton hit two buckets late to take a four-point lead into the third quarter break. By the way, number five, Jaylee Reese just checked in for Alton. Second free throw for Hudson is up and good. 6 points for Hudson in the ball game. The Alton Lady Comet lead is three with 7:34 to go. Alton works it into the front court. Working around the perimeter. Evan Montgomery, top of the key. Swings it on the left for Reese. Reese gives it back off to Mock. Mock down to the baseline. Gives it out top to Kinsey Smith. Kinsey to Warren for three. That one's hard off the backboard. No good. Rebound taken by Viola. Lady Horn with a chance to get back within one here with a bucket. They kick it out front. Around the horn it goes to Hallmark. Hallmark dribble drives into the lane. Kicks it back out. Now in the right corner for a wall trip. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Feeds it top and gives to McCandless. McCandless working away from the defense, moves off a screen out top, gives it to Hudson in the middle. Shot is up off the window and good. That's a nice play right there. Hudson with her 8th point of the ball game. And the Alton Lady Comets now lead it by one. 6:35 to go. Here's a 3-point shot on the way for Alton by Kinsey Smith. That one no good from the top of the key. And Viola controls the rebound. The Lady Longhorns with a chance to regain the lead. Number 15 handles it out top. Audrey Newberry, big possession here with 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. Viola chance to regain the lead. Pass goes to the right side for Waltrip. Waltrip back out to Newberry. She just holds it out front, down to 10 seconds on the play clock. You've got to be looking for McCandless here, right? 6 seconds on the play clock, and now Waltrip lost it out of bounds. Waltrip loses it out of bounds, and the Alton Lady Comets have got the ball back with a 1-point lead, 5:58 to go in the basketball game. Evan Montgomery gives it to Smith. Smith in the corner to Mock. Her shot is up. It's good from just inside the 3-point line, but McKenzie now with 8 points. Jaden Mock with 8 points in the game, and the Alton lead is back to 3. Viola with it. Out top is Newberry. She'll hand it to McCandless. McCandless wings the pass down the right side now inside to Hudson. Her shot is up. No, but she's fouled, and she will go to free throw line. They're going to call it on the catch or on the shot. They call it on the shot. And Hudson will go to the free throw line. Marissa Hudson, big freshman for the Viola Lady Longhorns. Foul was on number 34, Evan Montgomery. Will be her first of the night. And the first free throw for Hudson is no good. Substitution here for Alton. Kenzie Smith will check out. Number 3, Callie Steele will check into the game. Everybody in the Alton lineup, everybody on the roster has played in this game tonight. Second shot for Hudson, rims in and out, no good. And a rebound taken by Jaden Mock for Alton. She'll give it to Montgomery and the Lady Comets with a chance to add to their 3-point lead here with 5:19 to go. Driving the baseline. Oh, we get a travel called on Reese. Reese trying to make a quick cut down the baseline and didn't get the dribble down before she picked up the pivot foot. Couple of subs checking in now for Viola. Number 32, Shadden, and number 0, Newberry. Cheyenne Newberry will check into the game. McCandless handles the ball in the backcourt, working against Lainey Warren. Goes around her with a dribble drive, all the way to the top of the key, and now circles back around to midcourt. And will set the offense with 5 minutes to go in the game. 21 to go here on the play clock. McCandless shakes the defense, now gives it up. And here's the ball poked away from Cheyenne Newberry. McCandless got to Newberry and it was immediately knocked away by the defense, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Viola ball with 13 seconds to go on the play clock. They inbound it way out front, and this ball is going to go into the backcourt. Run down by McCandless. Nice play there by the senior. McCandless going around the defense. All the way to the bucket, lays it up off the window and good. McCandless now with 26. And it's back to a 1-point game, 46-45. Here's a long shot for Alton on the other end, a 3-point try. Bounces up off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Shaden for Viola. He got it out to McCandless. She runs to floor. Viola chance to regain the lead here. And there's a whistle and a foul before she got to the rim. Evan Montgomery, I'm going to call it on Montgomery, number 34. Foul on Evan will be her second. They called it on 32, Lainey Warren. Warren called for the foul. That'll be her fourth of the game. Here's Jaden Mock checking out of the game as Allie Willard is back in for the Alton Lady Comets. McCandless at the free throw line shooting the one and more. The two-shot foul. Alton has committed 10 fouls in the second half. So Viola's in the double bonus for the remainder of the game with 4:25 to go. Free throw is probably going to play into this one. Second free throw is up and good. McCandless with 28 points in the game. 21 of them in the third quarter and 3.5 minutes of the fourth. Alton with a basketball. Warren dumped it into Allie Willard. Willard, a wraparound pass. Had it knocked back at her, and she picks it up. Got it down in the corner now to Reese. Reese, long pass out top for Steele. Steele dumped it to Willard. Willard up with a shot and bumps it over the front of the rim and in. Allie Willard with her first bucket of the second half. Lady Comets haven't scored a lot in the second half. They had 34 points at halftime. They've only got 48 for the game. They lead it by one again. Viola with the ball, chance to regain the lead with a bucket. Got it to McCandless. McCandless moving off a screen, draws the double team, and traveled with the basketball. Tried to step through the double team in a little hop step, and she's called for the travel. So Alton gets the ball back with 3:39 to play. Kenzie Smith will check back in the game. Lainey Warren will go to the bench. And Alton with a chance to add to that one-point lead here. 3:35 to play. Abby Montgomery brings it into the front court. Feeds it over to Kenzie Smith. Down the corner to Reese for three. She nailed it. Jaylee Reese hits a three, her second one of the night. And the Alton Lady Comets lead it again by four, 51-47 with 3:18 to go. Viola works it to the right side to Newberry. He'll take it to the top of the key on the dribble drive, down the middle of the lane, all the way to the bucket and scores. Cheyenne Newberry, the freshman, and an immediate timeout called by the Viola Lady Longhorns. 3:07 to play in the game, 51-49. Alton leads it by two. Lady Comets will have the ball when we come back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Well, we're down to 3:07 to play in the game. The Alton Lady Comets, who had a 10-point lead at the half, have actually trailed here in the second half as Viola, with a big third quarter, outscored Alton 16-10. And they've gotten all the way back into this game. Alton with the basketball and a 2-point lead. Evan Montgomery brings up across the timeline. Got it down the left corner to Reese, who hit a three out of there a moment ago. Now gives it to Kenzie Smith. Smith over to Steele. Steele to Evan Montgomery. Dumped it to Willard. Dribbled down the right side. Oh, and an offensive foul. Going to be called on Callie Willard. Willard trying to make a little dribble drive down the right side of the lane. She backed into the defender. And that'll be foul number five on Allie Willard. Allie Willard has just fouled out of the game for the Alton Lady Comets. So Allie Willard, who has scored 10 tonight for Alton, has fouled out of the game with 2:48 to play. Coming in her place, number 23, Jaden Mock, who'll be playing with three fouls. Kinsey Smith has three. Lainey Warren with four. So Viola with the ball, chance to tie here. Cheyenne Newberry gives it now to McCandless. McCandless going to be called for an offensive foul. She ran right over the defense. Jaden Mock stood her ground and took the charge. And McCandless picks up her second foul of the night. You can see that one from here. Alton with the ball back, up by two, 51-49, 2.5 minutes to play. Montgomery crosses the timeline, swings it right side for Kenzie Smith. Smith over on the right side now to Mock. Jaden looks to make a move, wants to give it to Montgomery, does, top of the key. They'll get it down the left corner now to Reese. Reese working away from the defense on the dribble drive, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Evan Montgomery. She'll fire a three from the wing, and it's good. Evan Montgomery with her third three-pointer tonight. She got 18. And Alton up by five, 54-49, with 2 minutes to go in the game. Viola handles it out front. Cheyenne Newberry. And she lost it. And a timeout called by the Alton Lady Comets. Good, quick thinking by Stephanie Miller, head coach of the Alton Lady Comets. Her player was sitting flat on the ground with the ball. Doesn't look like she's going to be able to get rid of it. And Coach Miller calls a timeout. We'll take a timeout to 54-49. Alton up 5 with the ball. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, coming into the game, the Alton Lady Comets have been in three of these games. They've lost in overtime. They lost by three in another close one. And had another game where they lost by 9 or 10. But they were right in it down to the end. Let's see if they can win this one. Alton 0-3 on the year. Looking for the upset here in the first round of the Battle of the Border Tournament. Alton with the basketball off the inbound, swinging around the perimeter. Minute 39 to go in the game. Alton will lob it inside. The ball is picked off by McCandless for Viola. Lady Longhorn needing a bucket here. They haven't scored in a while. McCandless with it out top, working it, work away from the defense, goes through a double team, leaves it short, and the rebound taken by Evan Montgomery for the Alton Lady Comets. Montgomery, nice ball handling in the backcourt, goes around McCandless. Goes to the double team and got rid of it. Oh, the Comets had a player all alone under the bucket. Didn't see her. Here's a shot up for Kenzie Smith. That's no good. And the rebound will be off the hands of Viola out of bounds. It'll be Alton basketball with a minute 11 to play in the game. Alton leads it by 5, and the Lady Comets, Coach Stephanie Miller, wants another timeout. In 54-49, Alton up by 5. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
Well, back after the 30-second timeout, I want to say thanks to some of your Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Simpson's True Value in Alton, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, Thayer Walmart Store, along with Allen Supported Living and Thayer Ready Mix. Both teams break the huddle. A minute 11 to play in the game. Alton leads it by 5. A fresh 35 on the inbound under their own bucket. They get the ball in to Reese. Reese, cross-court pass stolen by McCandless. McCandless runs up the floor all the way to the bucket and scores the layup. McCandless now with 30. Alton's got the ball. They've got to shoot before the end of the game. 55 seconds on the play clock. 27 on the shot clock as Montgomery crosses the timeline. Brings it left side for Reese. Reese gives it up in the corner. Now back outside for Steele. Steele on the right side. Hands it to Montgomery. 15 on the shot clock. Montgomery top of the key working against the Viola Lady Longhorns. Alton with a 3-point lead and the ball. On top now to Kenzie Smith. Kenzie going to the bucket, fires the shot up, no good, rebound Viola. Lady Longhorns have got it. And exactly the same amount of time on the shot clock and the play clock. Viola down by 3. McCandless gets it in the corner for Hallmark, and we're going to get a timeout call by the Viola Lady Longhorns. 15 seconds to play in regulation. 54-51. Alton leads it by 3. Viola with the basketball. They'll be shooting for the tie. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network. Two more games to go here tonight at the Battle of the Border Tournament. Next game of the night will be in the boys' bracket, and that'll be the Viola Longhorns to take on the Hillcrest Hornets, right? Anyway, Viola and Hillcrest will be the boys' game coming up here. And it's slated for a 15 or a 7:15 start. And then the final game of the night tonight will be in the girls' bracket, the Highland Lady Rebels and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. So a couple of good ball games coming up here in the Battle of the Border Tournament. Here we're in the girls' bracket, first round action. Alton Lady Comets and the Viola Lady Longhorns. And Alton leads it by 3 with Just 15 seconds to go in the game. Viola has the basketball. They will inbound it along the baseline to the right side of the bucket. You got to think that A.J. McCandless is going to be taking this shot. 30 points on the line for McCandless. 30 of the 51 for Viola. And she will trigger it in on the baseline. I think she triggers it in, goes to the corner to get it right back to her. They get it in to Newberry. Newberry to McCandless on the wing. Now in the corner, three-point shot is up. It is in and out, no good. Viola with a rebound. They got it in the corner. McCandless for the tie, no good. Rebound, Alton, and we get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Viola Lady Longhorn. So with 2 seconds to go, the Alton Lady Comets are going to advance to the semifinals on Thursday night. Three-point lead. Foul, by the way, was on number 22, Sadie Waltrip. And number 32 will go to the free throw line for the Alton Comets to shoot here. That is Lainey Warren. But not before we take a timeout. 2 seconds to go. Alton up by three and shooting free throws. One free throw will pretty much seal this one for the Alton Lady Comets if they make one of the two. We'll say thanks again to the Alton Lady Comet basketball sponsor to help to bring you the game tonight. They include the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street. Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, the Alton Quick Connection, Mills Feed, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Alton and Thayer, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Monty's Outdoors. West Plains there in the Southern Hills Shopping Center. Again, we're down to 2 seconds remaining in the game. A win tonight by the Alton Lady Comets. They'll advance to the 7 o'clock game on Thursday night in the semifinal, where they'll meet the winner of the game between top-seeded Mammoth Spring and the Couch Lady Indians. At the free throw line, Lainey Warren to shoot the 1-1. She hits one, makes it a 4-point game, and really a 2-possession game, and this one will be over. 2.1 seconds to go. Big night tonight for Evan Montgomery, 18 in the game. 10 points for Allie Willard before she fouled out. 9 for Jaylee Reese, including a couple of huge threes in the second half. Hit one at the buzzer to end the third quarter. And here is Warren, Lainey Warren at the line. The sophomore first free throw is up, and it's good. That pretty much seals the deal right there. The Alton Lady Comets are going to advance with their first win of the year. Second one is up, high arching shot. That one's good as well. Laney's got 4 on the night, and Viola wants a timeout to talk about it. We'll step away. Alton leads it by 5 with 2 seconds to play. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health, steady growth, solid development, and high production is established in the first hours after birth. Proper dairy calf nutrition begins with high-quality milk replacers. Kent Milk Replacers supply fortified nutrition from balanced vitamins, protein, and energy that young growing calves need. These easy mixing products come in a variety of formulas to get calves off to a strong start. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And we're back with 2.1 seconds. Actually, yeah, 2.1 seconds to play in the game. Alton Lady Comets, I would think you just allow Viola to inbound this ball, let them go do whatever they want to do. You've got a 5-point lead, 2.1 seconds left. You don't want to foul anybody. Give them a chance to make up any difference with 2 seconds to go. But Alton is going to line up in a 2-2-1 full court press. They're going to make him work for it. 56-51, ball is tipped on the inbound, picked up by Montgomery, and the Alton Lady Comets have beaten the Viola Lady Longhorns tonight. 56-51 is your final. Good ball game. Alton had as much as a 12-point lead early in the game. Viola came back and actually took the lead late, but the Alton Comets held them off and get the victory as they outscored Viola 12-11 in the fourth quarter, and they win it by 5. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap it up here from the Battle of the Border tournament in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends. if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud. Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a